From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. And in a moment, we'll hear from my co-host Robert Siegel, who's in New York covering the economic crisis. First, some big financial news. U.S. automakers have all been struggling, but none more so than Ford. Today, Ford got a no-confidence vote from billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian. Kerkorian owns a big stake in Ford, and today he made it clear that he's looking at selling that stake, even if it means taking a huge loss. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Kirk Kerkorian is famous for his investment acumen, a man from humble origins who amassed a fortune in real estate and entertainment. He's number 27 on Forbes magazine's list of the wealthiest Americans. So when Kerkorian's company, Tresenda Corporation, purchased a 6.4% stake in Ford earlier this year, it was seen as a vote of confidence in the battered automaker. It hasn't exactly been the smartest business move he ever made.
The conditions have changed radically from the time Kerkorian first bought into Ford.
Pete DiLorenzo is publisher of the website AutoExtremist.com. He says since Kerkorian came on the scene, Detroit has been hit with a double whammy. Not only did gasoline prices rise, lessening demand for some of Ford's vehicles, but the credit crunch has made it a lot harder for consumers to get new loans. After Ford's stock price plunged, Kerkorian's stake in the company was worth about $311 million. It had been valued at nearly $1 billion last spring. Again, Pete DiLorenzo.
I just think he grew impatient and sees a shakeout coming in the Detroit auto industry, and he really wasn't comfortable in holding that much money in it.
Yesterday, Kerkorian said he wants to unload his stake in Ford if he can get the right price. The news sent Ford's shares down another 8%. Kerkorian is said by Forbes to be worth about $11 billion, so he's not exactly going to end up on the street. Still, for a man used to winning, the losses are sizable. He takes his place alongside other billionaires who've lost big sums in the current downturn. Media titan Sumner Redstone, majority owner of Viacom, has been forced to sell hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stock to pay his company's debt. And there's speculation he may have to sell one of his prized assets, CBS. And there are many others. Many of these men were far from young, says Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, associate dean of the Yale School of Management. He notes that Kerkorian is 91.
They're actually not a bunch of kids. They're very sophisticated investors, but it was very hard to read. Tomorrow's headlines have caught us continually by surprise. Some of the most sophisticated financiers, pundits, analysts have gotten it wrong.
Sonnenfeld says if past recessions are any indication, some of these men will climb back later, but not all.
Some of the very wealthy, once quite savvy ones, will not probably be impoverished. If you've fallen from $16 billion to a little less than a billion, they can still somehow make their ends meet, but there's certainly been a humbling experience.
As for Ford, it already faces some especially tough business conditions, and Kerkorian's decision to bail on the company is just one more in a series of setbacks. Ford says regardless of what Kerkorian does, it will stay focused on its efforts to turn the company around. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.